Good morning. 6 minutes after 7 a.m. Central, 8 Eastern Time, I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news. In Washington, House Republicans Saturday approved a compromise resolution to keep the government funded past tonight's midnight deadline. Their plan would pass the continuing resolution to restore funding, but strip out funding for Obamacare and delay that for a year. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul was asked by me over the weekend if that vote was just for show, since it's guaranteed to be defeated in the democratically controlled Senate or vetoed by the president.
Maybe, maybe not. The president's already delayed the employer mandate, so he's admitting that there are some problems with Obamacare. We first offered that we didn't want to fund it at all. That was turned down. Now we're offering a one-year delay, which says let's try to work out some of the kinks. I think that's a pretty reasonable position.
But if it does get turned down, Paul says that means the president is being intransigent and unwilling to compromise. The Bowling Green Republican said an extension of the funding bill is still possible, but even if the government effectively shuts down crucial areas like military personnel, Border Patrol agents, and the FAA would still be funded. But a statewide mobile campaign to enroll uninsured Kentuckians in the health care plan begins tomorrow. Carrie Banahan is director of Kentucky's Health Benefit Exchange.
With the governor, lieutenant governor, and cabinet staff, we will be touring across the state and we'll be at various locations.
Banahan says officials will be visiting Louisville, Bowling Green, and Owensboro, among other cities. She says they'll be stopping at schools, libraries, and health departments to explain the federal Affordable Care Act and how Kentuckians can select an insurance plan on the exchange's website, connect.ky.gov. That's K-Y-N-E-C-T. Banahan says 640,000 people in Kentucky lack health insurance. Three of Kentucky's legislative leaders are calling on all legislative leaders to meet this week and discuss who will head the Legislative Research Commission going forward. The LRC's director, Bobby Sherman, resigned recently in the wake of sexual harassment allegations against a former lawmaker. Lisa Autry has more.
A letter sent Friday to all legislative leaders say there are two items that require immediate action. One is the, quote, leadership vacuum within the administrative staff of the LRC. The letter notes there are currently four people with the title of deputy director, none of whom have authority to take over for Bobby Sherman. The letter also says the search needs to begin for a permanent successor, noting the LRC director position is critical and will not be easy to fill. The last time the organization conducted a search was in 1998. The letter, which calls for a meeting on Wednesday, is signed by Senate President Robert Stivers, Senate Minority Floor Leader R.J. Palmer, and House Minority Floor Leader Jeff Hoover. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.
And the four-day joint meeting of the U.S. Confucius Institutes wraps up today in Bowling Green. Representatives from more than 90 universities have attended the meetings hosted by Western Kentucky University. Madam Zhu Lin is Director General of the Chinese Education Ministry. She says it's important for Americans to learn about Chinese culture and vice versa.
Parents and students, teachers, they realize the two countries, we need hand by hand, and we need know each other, and especially for culture, and for the young generation, their career.
WKU established its Confucius Institute in 2010 and sends students and staff every year to visit China. Now, this weekend marked the first time all 91 U.S. Confucius Institutes have come together on American soil. Clouds starting off our Monday morning with temperatures in the mid-60s. We'll get up to the mid-70s under cloudy skies this afternoon with some patchy fog until mid-morning. I'm Joe Corcoran.
All Things Considered continues this Tuesday on WKU Public Radio with this update of state and regional news. I'm Kevin Willis. The Infantry Brigade Combat Team at Fort Knox would be dissolved under a plan announced today by U.S. military leaders. That restructuring is designed to cut Army personnel by 80,000 people and would inactivate by the year 2017 some 3,300 soldiers at Fort Knox who are a part of the post's lone brigade. Fort Campbell would also lose a brigade under the plan, but those troops would be sent to other military units across the U.S. Brad Richardson is president of the Hardin County Chamber of Commerce and executive director of the group One Knox. He told WKU Public Radio today that while the loss of the brigade would negatively impact the region's economy, Fort Knox, at least in theory, could land another military unit to replace the one that it's losing.
There are other units that are considering and being considered for movement as we speak to Fort Knox that aren't infantry brigade combat teams, clearly. But Fort Knox is a great asset for the Army, and they know that, military value-wise.
Today's announcement is part of the Army's plan to cut the number of active duty combat brigades from 45 to 33. We'll have more with Brad Richardson coming up in about 12 minutes at 4:45 Central, 5:45 Eastern Time during All Things Considered here on WKU Public Radio. On the one-month anniversary of his death, a memorial plaque was dedicated today at the Bardstown Police Department in honor of murdered officer Jason Ellis. Bardstown Police Chief Rick McCubbin says the plaque located near the department's entrance also serves as a reminder to other officers
that no matter where you police, a large city or a small town, law enforcement is a dangerous profession. Every 56 hours, one of us is killed in the line of duty.
Ellis was shot to death May 25th after he stopped to remove tree limbs that investigators believe were intentionally placed on the Bluegrass Parkway's exit ramp. Chief McCubbin says investigators continue what he calls the process of elimination, but he says still no suspects have been formally named. We'll have another update of state and regional news in 30 minutes. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the low 70s. Slight chance of daytime rain tomorrow with temperature highs in the low 90s Wednesday afternoon. I'm Kevin Willis.